tuning in to the online broadcast network, AfterBuzz TV. Over 20 million weekly downloads in over 150 countries and your number one source for after-show entertainment. TV, the destination for TV superfans, producing aftershows for over 300 of your favorite TV shows, interviewing celebrities and showrunners, and bringing you behind-the-scenes exclusives. All thanks to E! Entertainment's Maria Menounos, producer Kevin Undergaro, and internet leader Akamai. Now, let the buzz begin!
I feel like we're wasting our time. Because, you know, on all of my other AfterBuzz shows, we come in strong with, like, some, like...
But I thought that this would be a nice thing because all the episodes this season have been named after songs, so why not start the episode with the song of the episode?
How about just the fact that we're not on Love and Hip Hop?
Oh, or there's
also,
that, too.
Also, is my mic on?
Yeah. I don't care that we're not on Love and Hip Hop,
no,
but I'm just saying I'm a little exhausted, and listening to the song makes me, like...
Okay, so what do you want? Let's.
Well, we'll figure it out next week. What up, AfterBuzz? It's your boy DJ Jesse J here in Studio 4, The Vampire Diaries. Episode, the more you ignore me, the closer I get. Stalker. Like, you know what I've really been thinking about lately?
Or just
let me just introduce everybody. We have Miss Candy Campbell.
Hello.
Miss Tiana Hobson.
Hello, hello.
Miss Roxy Stryer.
Struggle.
FML, baby.
Struggle.
The struggle is real.
I've been thinking, the more you ignore me, the closer I get. A lot of things in life, I feel like we've made... Like, people who say sweet things like that, poetic things like that, like, it's weird and stalkery.
Well, you know, remember that Creed song? I think it was Creed that everybody was like, oh, this song's so romantic, and it's literally about him stalking somebody outside their window or something. Yeah. Like, now it's like, oh, that's so sweet. He sat outside my house all day, waited for me, wrote me 15 cards, looked in my window, popped in, like, sat there, and when I got home, he was waiting for me. Bitch, that's weird. But seriously.
Well, and we got some weird scenes tonight, which were intriguing, but some weird, like, hand touching the doors.
Right, but
and...
When I watch it on the show, I'm into it, though.
Oh, okay. Well, so how did we feel about tonight's episode? Very different for Vampire Diaries.
It almost felt like two different episodes. Like, yeah. The first half felt
minutes.
One way, and then the second half was like, what the hell?
I've never seen Tiana react like this before. This bitch stood up. I was like, that's usually Roxy will, like, get up, walk out the room. You can hear her screaming from, like, four rooms down. Tiana.
I needed to take a lap. I had to pop up and, like, whoa, what's happening? And I needed to walk and move. There was a lot happening.
Mm-hmm. I agree. In all fairness, yes, I'm one to yell, but I don't usually throw my notebook on the floor, and I did tonight. But then I remembered that I needed it and had to storm and get it, so it was a little uncomfortable.
I really liked it, but some moments I didn't care for. Like, the whole hand touching on the outside of the door, I don't understand why that happened like that. But it was very intense later on in the episode, and I like that. I always enjoy that when I'm like, oh my god, what's going to happen?
Yeah.
See, I liked that stuff in this episode.
Really? Yeah.
I just kept being like, why are you doing this to me? Like, what did I do to make you hate me so much that you're doing this to me? Tonight it felt like the Vampire Diaries hated me.
You know what? Julie actually called me up the other day and asked, what can I do to make Roxy feel hated?
Miserable.
And I was like, this is exactly what you need to do.
Exactly. I loved the episode. I think this season is arguably the best season of Vampire Diaries.
Roxy,
I'm not even kidding.
Every season.
Whatever. I love this show. I love this season. And I love this episode.
You're really stepping it up.
Even though I hated the way it made me feel, I still loved it. Oh god, I do. Wow, I'm like a broken record.
See, I don't know why you hate how I feel, because I felt like it made me hate. It made me think, like, am I going to be back here next week with y'all? Because...
No.
I'm just saying, we'll get to it into predictions.
I'm going to drop you off in Mystic Falls. Oh. And you're going to burn like the vampire you are. Moo-ha-ha-ha.
My mystical powers are a little stronger than that, honey. All right.
I don't know what's happening.
I don't know what happened either. I'm delusional right now. My day has been long, y'all. So please bear with me.
Not as long as Damon's. You remember that, okay? Girl. And you're complaining you remember Damon had a worse day than you.
You are serious over
there. Poor Bon Bon.
Right, like, screw Damon. Bonnie is just irrelevant to everyone's life.
Where do I
life.
Sign up for that?
Right, and now this bitch has to pay her phone bill. Like, her phone bill is still... Now that Jeremy broke it, I don't think he's going to pay that bill.
No, he definitely is. The whole point of this... He is. The whole point of it is that he's going to have to get Bonnie's PIN. And when he gets the PIN, he's going to find the password to her voicemail. And he's going to hear Damon's voicemail being like, thank you for what you did for me. That's why I'm here.
Yep.
And that's why we're going through the whole freaking phone thing. He's going to bring it into the store. They're going to repair it. Whatever.
I can't believe that he did that to her. I'm just shocked.
But who did what to
Damon,
who?
Damon talking about Bonnie, like he was telling everybody she wasn't there.
Well, at least he told Stefan that she was. But what's he supposed to do? Be like, oh, she was there. Why don't you guys just hate me a little more? Because I guess.
But it wasn't his fault, though.
Yeah, but Jeremy's
like she literally
not gonna...
threw the thing at Damon.
Right.
But Jeremy's not going to believe, like, right. Oh, you wanted to.
Because the first thing Jeremy said was, you guys hate, she hated you. So why would anyone believe that Bonnie would sacrifice herself for
right.
Damon?
Yo, Bayman friends, like, are living their dream right now. Yeah. That phone call.
I'm not gonna lie. It got me a little excited too.
He misses her.
I'm sorry. What team are you on?
Girl, she about to sit in the middle, girl.
I'm sorry, what just happened? I feel like my heart just got broken.
I'm still Delana fan, but Bayman can happen, and it doesn't have to be in a sexual sort of way. Like, just the friendship that's there. The fact that he was like, I
girl,
miss you.
Why are you backpedaling on your comment?
I mean,
you want the swirl to swirl.
I do want
to
swirl.
You might be
swirl.
Dairy Queen up in that.
I do like the swirl.
I'm with you on when you tried to backpedal and say the friendship can happen. I agree with that. I like that he called her. I thought that he was like, thank you because now I get to see Elena. They very clearly threw that in to be like, Bayman, shh. Pipe down, Bayman. I don't know, though. Sexually, God, I might as well just jump off the Mystic Falls Bridge right now.
Question, though. Do you guys think that... I don't know why this just came to me all these seasons in. Do you think Stefan and Damon could ever actually really be in a relationship? Or is this just what their life is? Think about it. You've been along for... Think about men. Think about players. We only live for like 80 years.
You think they're both players?
Well, I don't think they're players, but I think if you've been alive for so long and you're going through all these people, it becomes a condition. Like, it becomes like, how do you really stay attached to someone when you find someone after all these years you're running?
I agree.
From all these people. I don't know why that just came to me.
I think they can because of love.
I love that you think that. That's so cute. Oh, I mean, that's how I feel. But I'm wondering if they feel in that way.
Don't you guys laugh at Katie.
Because I feel like Damon could honestly take everything that he did with Elena and do it with Bonnie. All
right.
And it's about, well, you know what? No. Me and Bonnie didn't like each other and we could build. You know what I mean? Like, I know that's not where it's going to go. But it's interesting to me to see that bond with him and then to see Stefan with Caroline. And it's just like...
No, you know what? I partially agree with you, Jesse. But here's the part that I disagree. I don't think they could be in love with a human. Somebody they knew that it had a definite ending. And the ending was going to be that person was going to get old and or die. One of the two quickly.
Well, Elena.
So that's what I'm saying. So I think that the... What?
Elena was human at first.
Right. So I think if Elena had stayed human, I don't think that it could have lasted forever because she would have ended up a grandma or she would have ended up dead.
Stefan would have stayed with her.
I do not think so. You think Stefan's going to walk around with a 92-year-old Elena.
Yeah.
And have sex with her.
Okay, I mean, I don't know about all that, but I'm saying Stefan is
going to walk around with a 92-year-old woman.
Yeah, Stefan is has Jesus syndrome. That's, so Stefan is going to want to be walking her in her pushing her
way.
In a wheelchair, all that.
No
yep.
way. Well, I think Damon more closely would have than Stefan.
Okay,
because he's more in love. I think he's always been more in love, and I think that now that Elena is a vampire, there actually has a chance at a relationship. But as a human, what are you, crazy?
Girl, I think you need to go back and watch the seasons over.
Yeah. What? That's all I do with my
Damon
life.
Damon would not want to give up being a vampire, and he would want her to do the same, I feel. He wouldn't be like, okay, I'm going to stay with you while you're a human.
But yeah, Stefan, they had to go through all that for Damon to really, I feel, for Damon to really, like, be as into Elena.
So, I'm going to chime in real quick.
Go ahead, girl.
And...
That's good, because you're on the panel.
Right. Yeah, thank you. I just wanted to break in. I just wanted to ease the tension going on right here.
Knock, knock.
But I think that if we're talking about players, I think that the biggest players are always also the biggest, the ones who fall the hardest when they find the right one.
Mm.
And they are the ones to make the biggest transition and flip around. And if we're looking at this statistically from what I know, Damon was the bigger player of him and Stefan in, you know, how many conquests they've had and stuff. So I think that Damon would be the one, if he found the right girl and it was that one, he would be the one to make the biggest flip and stay with her no matter what.
You know, I think that's really smart and a very good point, but, and I do agree, but just to throw something out there, what if Catherine at any point had looked at Damon and been like, I'm done with Stefan, you're the one for me, I'm in love with you, then I feel like, it, you know, maybe he would have gone with her.
That's what I don't, that's why I'm confused, and we're going to go because we ain't even talking about it. But that's what I'm saying, like, it's just so interesting to see these two guys keep on getting in these weird mental relationships with these girls who are all connected to each other somehow, and I don't know. It's just really interesting.
That is the one thing. Where's the bro code here, you know?
Like, and, legit bro code.
Yeah. And ladies, where's the girl code? Because everyone's kind of flip-flopping, and I know it's a small town, and, you know, you're all vampires together, so why not? But you have to spend eternity with these people.
But that's why everybody loved, and I was reading all the YouTube and the Twitter comments from last week, and I couldn't have been more on the same page. That's why every single person loved that when Stefan came, when Damon came back, he came to Stefan.
First.
That's the first thing that happened, because that is bro code, and at the end of the day, yes, the tagline of the show is two girls stuck between, one girl stuck between two guys, but the point is it's these brothers. It's Elena, and it's the brothers. So I think that there is bro code. It's just a little different. I mean, 50% of America is getting divorced anyway, and that, and we only have like a 70-year life expectancy. So if the life expectancy was thousands of years, how many people could you actually fall in love with that long? I don't know. It'd have to be true love.
True love. So Malik. Damon goes.
That was very confusing. But all those stats.
I know.
He just threw out there. Like, and what is she talking
me,
about?
But as a scientist, tell us.
As a scientist. So Damon goes to see Elena. She locks herself in her bedroom, and they're like doing this weird, like, open the door.
Weird.
I can feel you.
I can hear you breathing.
I loved that moment.
Okay, you loved it because it was from Frozen.
Besides that, it wasn't good.
I hated it because why is Vampire Diaries, like, pulling a scene from
Frozen?
But Florida?
No, but wouldn't say, who is it? She never does that. She opens
knew.
The door.
Yeah, but you're
she looked. Vampire. She knew it was coming. She felt it in her vampy bones.
I don't know.
I just liked it because it shows that even though she doesn't have the memories of them together, she's still struggling with this, and it's like, do I let him in? Do I try this? And then she explains later on, she's scared that if she sees him, that all that the compulsion will go away and that she'll start feeling all these things. And as someone who hates him right now, it's just that torment of like, he's right on the other side of the door.
But
what
I
do
feel
I
like
do?
I
yeah, I feel like I hate him. Do I let him in? It's or like, do I keep him shut out?
It's so hard because she right now is so independent, and falling back in love with him means being dependent on somebody that isn't herself, and that's a scary thing. And the other thought I had is, if you think about any relationship you've been in, if you've been in a relationship longer than a couple years, and you think about all the messed up things that had happened, and if that's all you could remember of somebody, and you didn't see like how you guys made up, or what the next step was, or the building.
Sounds like all my.
Yeah.
I know how I'd make up with Damon.
No, but if you think about that, obviously, yes, it's a little worse because he did kill her brother, which is like kind of a big deal. No biggie though, because he's alive now. But that's a lot. That's a lot to be
that's
like,
true.
Oh, I want to love somebody who did that.
Yeah.
It's true.
You have to be really confident that you could deal with it.
So she unlocks the door, and then Damon walks in, and she booted out of the bedroom.
Skedaddled.
God, skedaddled. I just wanted to see them eye to eye for a second.
Mm-hmm. And she goes to the hospital, and Joe confronts her.
Yeah.
This was interesting.
Yeah.
I like where this is going with her.
So we've got a lot of predictions online. Again, you guys are genius. We knew from last week she was either on Vervain or Witch. And then you guys
I
started...
I love your bracelet.
I know, because Elena's smart and wants to know. You guys at home started talking about how you think that Kai is the brother of Joe, which I think is really smart. And maybe she's actually the sister that he spared. Something about her spine or
her spleen.
Mm-hmm. Which would be interesting, and
I think that's right.
Or maybe even if she's not the sister, maybe she was in the coven. something. I don't know. But I definitely think she knows Kai somehow and is related to his being.
Because she said something tonight about, you know, how she has the worst luck with men. Mm-hmm. Or just in general in life. And so that kind of was a trigger for me, too. I was like, well, I want to know more about the guys you've dated.
Right.
And what's gone on in your past. Because that's kind of vague, but it means a lot.
She seems tough and she's smarter. I mean, she showed us all she's keeping the secret. She knows that stuff and she seems very confident. I think that she really might be Kai's sister.
Mm-hmm.
I really think that his sister survived without the spleen. And like you said, the doctor thing.
Because a lot of people who have had some sort of surgery or, you know, mm-hmm. traumatic experience are like, oh, I want to be a doctor when I grow up because I want to help save people like I was saved.
Right. You know, you know what I thought was really cool, though? We never see people's first reaction to vampires be like, whatever. Everybody's like, oh, I'm going to kill you. Every single person on the show, I feel like. So it was cool that she already knew about vampires and was like, been there, done that. All right, whatever. Go on with yourself.
Been there, done that. Grow up hair, Alaric, and still ask me out.
Yeah.
Like, what?
I'm loving that.
I love that.
I ba-ba-ba.
So
they're not sponsoring us.
What is their name? Jalaric?
Joic.
No, I like Jalaric.
Jalaric. I just don't even like saying Alaric.
Oh, like Jolaric?
Joric?
Joric.
Is that what I said?
No.
Sorry. Rewind.
So Caroline's upset with Stefan for getting Enzo locked up and Ivy dying. And
can we talk about that for a second? Because when they killed her the first time, well, when we saw her, Ivy, when we saw her in the first episode and it was like, oh, that's clearly just a fling. And then they decided to keep her around. So we're like, okay, maybe it's actually like something Stefan will have. And then she disappeared for a while and then she died and then she came back to life and now she's dead again. I feel bad for Ivy.
Yeah.
I feel bad for the actress.
Like, yeah.
Let's just dangle you, keep you on retainer for a second.
Actually, I would love that.
Here's the deal, though. Yeah, that's true. Here's the deal. Here's what I started thinking. I think I turned to you, Katie, and I said this. Who knows if I'm right or wrong? But if you go into Mystic Falls and all of your magic is taken away and you die, when you come out of Mystic Falls, do you get your magic back and you're reborn?
You know, that's a good question. But then with Alaric going in and everything that happened to him and he's on the other side, his magic didn't come back.
No, he's still in Mystic Falls. He's still in Mystic Falls.
He died in Mystic Falls, and she revived him at the right moment.
She said that we're going to transfer you to Whitmore, but I wonder if when they transfer him, like, did he try to step outside the line again and see? I don't know.
I feel like because the magic has been drained and you've died at that point, the magic is then all sucked out. But like how Stefan and them made it back across while there is still magic in them. So then that's how they healed because the magic was pulled away. But once you've died, the magic is gone, finito.
So you think Ivy is done?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I think that is so insane.
Why? Yes, because
why do we have Ivy on the show?
Yeah, what point, though?
Kind of
because look at what it's done for Stefan and Caroline.
What?
I mean, to me,
it made Caroline come to terms with the fact that she wants to bone Stefan.
Yeah, and then I think now she's really putting it out there, like we saw at the end of the episode. She said, like, I don't want to be friends with you. That clearly means I want to be with you.
Yeah but I don't think he took it like that, though.
I do think he took it like, I think he, well, I don't, I think he chose not to take it like that, but I think he knows that that's what that means, and he needs to figure out what he's going to do.
Well, I think that, I really do think in the future we're going to see a Steriline thing mm-hmm. happen. But do you think that she was saying that not because of the I want to be with you thing, but more you've been so terrible with all of this, I don't even want to be your friend?
I think it's a little mix of all of them, but I think she's more hurt by the fact of, I thought you were this person. Mm-hmm. I really thought you were this person. I fought for you against everyone that you were this person, and then here you are and look what you're doing. Like,
yeah.
She fought for Stefan and Elena. She had those conversations, and now it's like everything that I said to Elena, like, you're Damon.
I don't even think when she said that she was saying, I don't want to be with you. I don't want to be your friend. I actually want to be with you. I think she was saying, like, I'm grossed out by you right now. Like, kind of more like what you were just saying, Jesse. You're not who I thought you were. You also, my mind's jumping
girls,
to a million spots.
Hold on. Y'all are telling me when a girl says that to someone that she likes, That's to me, that's like a stamp, like, okay, the clock is ticking.
Look, I wrote in my notes, it must be opposite day because Caroline says she doesn't want to be friends with Stefan, which means come over here and bone me.
Yeah. Well, I think, like you just said, Jesse, it's a mixture of both. I think she still has those feelings, are not going to go away, but she is disgusted by everything that happened.
And it's kind of a pride thing at some point. Hmm? Like, you rejected me, now you want to be my friend. I don't want to be your friend based on who you are, and unless you're changing, I don't know. I kind of am warming up to the idea of a Steriline, which is strange because you guys know I'm so Claroline, and I am not cool seeing Klaus with another girl on the originals, but on Vampire Diaries, I'm kind of okay seeing Caroline with somebody. I just feel so bad for her always being by herself, and even when it was her with Tyler, and then her, just, I like when she's in love with somebody. I feel like she feels better about herself, or there's more, she's just like a love kind of girl. So, I don't know.
She's definitely a relationship girl. She's not a hookup girl.
Right.
I think they're taking this whole Steriline thing very slowly because we're Selena fans. And we have to be eased into it. But I do want to see Stefan happy and Caroline happy too. But Stefan.
It's a slow build.
Yeah.
So, on the flip side,
what?
Trip has been driving this van around. He killed Ivy at the beginning of the episode. We see that Enzo's locked up. Matt is feeding off. Do you have something you want to talk to?
I don't know.
The After Buzzers?
Written down?
No,
independent,
you just said...
independent Elena, Steriline Tyler.
No,
right name.
You just... When you said Trip's been driving around in his van, it made me laugh because, like, yeah, like a creep. Like, you know, the creepy guy who drives around in a van with no windows.
Vampires
and, like, your mom says, kids, stay away from that van.
Yeah.
Like, he's that guy right now. So yeah. I was laughing in my head about
that.
I
didn't realize that he's that guy.
I thought you were writing us notes and giggling at Jesse. And that wasn't as fun. All right.
No, these help me remember things you can say.
So Matt's talking to Enzo. He finds out that Enzo says, hey, you know what? If you don't help me get out of here, I'm going to tell Trip who all the vampires are. So Matt tells Caroline, Alaric, about the Trip's plan, and
we thought that's what Ivy was going to use for, and she was going to break, but that didn't happen.
That was killed in the first minute.
Well, it
of the
sort
show.
Of happened because Trip saw in the phone that she called Caroline, and that set him off to be like, oh, let me go to Caroline.
And as Tiana says, obviously because there was a phone call, Caroline's a vampire.
Well, I just didn't get that logic because, I mean, Caroline calls Matt all the time, but Matt's not a vampire.
Right.
So.
Well, right. Also, too, that Trip, you know, we saw in the beginning that he thought Stefan was an ally, but then we see that Enzo explained who or what Ivy looks like because Trip made that connection. This is somebody you explained to me. Did he talk about other people, as in Stefan? Because he sent them to Savannah to check it out.
Dude.
Because Stefan, you know, pretty much handed him over.
I don't think he did.
I'm also baffled by that. How on earth do you describe what she looked like to the point where he actually found her? And saw this girl, like, was he like, oh, yeah, she's a very attractive Asian girl. And he's like, this must be her.
Yeah.
Like, there's not a lot of Asians in Mystic Falls.
Yes. I mean, that was just so strange. He's like, you described her to a T. Like, it's not like she had, like, red and purple hair where it's like, oh,
she's Asian, she has dark hair. Like, okay.
Yeah. It just was like, all right, okay. Well, guess you found her.
So we also see, as Matt's snooping in Trip's office, Sarah comes into Snoop and Trip's office, and
she is so, so good looking.
Beautiful.
Sorry, just saying.
And she's under the impression that she is Zach Salvador's daughter.
Because Jeremy told her.
Well, right. So she's trying to find out about, trying to connect these animal bites and what happened to her parents.
I'm just confused with what she knows and what she doesn't know. And why is she thinking that they're animal bites when she was already bit?
She doesn't. So, she just knows that the facts are that they were bitten by an animal. That's their case. And that is closed. So she wants to see that. And she knows she was bit by something. I think she knows more. And I was actually shocked to see Matt tell her.
I was
what
really
he told
shocked.
Her.
Matt's like becoming anti-supernatural.
Yep. He's always kind of been, though.
Yeah, that's true.
He's never agreed with it. And him hanging out with Trip kind of scares me a little bit that, like...
Me too.
He could become... Because I'm like, that could be Matt.
Oh my God, Matt could totally be the creepy guy in a van.
Well, the thing
this is what
is
happens when you're the all-star jock and like things yeah. in life.
And when you're the only
your
one
way.
Of your friends who's not supernatural.
Well, he always he's never been okay with it, but he's been friends with them. But you see him, you know, confront Enzo and give him the shot of blood, and he's not trying to help him escape at first. So you know,
I'm really worried about him, guys. I'm thinking we're losing Maddie Blue Eyes. Like, I don't know. I don't see Jeremy going down that path, but I do see Matt. And if he keeps hanging out with Trip, not they look identical, but they kind of look like they could be related. Whatever. They're like going to become family or something.
I feel like Trip's going to die soon.
I don't think Trip ran through the forest.
Oh yeah,
he ran away.
I really hope he's not going to be like the big bad guy at the end. Like, let's kill him by the mid-season finale.
Okay.
Yeah, but my question is: we saw Trip run away, and we saw all this stuff happening. Did Trip see Stefan?
I don't know.
Because remember, Alara pushed Stefan back and made him get in the car because not to blow his cover. But I don't know if he actually saw Stefan when he crossed the line to go save everyone.
I don't think so.
Well, that's why I was wondering if Enzo described somebody that looks like Stefan as well.
I don't think Enzo would say that. He's attractive, tall, white man with blondish, brownish hair. Like, what?
I mean, it's a good point, but he found Ivy, so
right. So clearly,
I guess.
I'm having what's it called? Enzo on my team for Pictionary.
My other question is: Sarah goes into Tripp's office looking for answers. Why is she at his office and not the sheriff's? Because isn't that who would have the police report about what happened to your parents 20 years ago when they died?
No, because Trip is known that he's like the neighborhood watch, and he deals with these bites.
He also just got in town like 2 months ago.
Right, but also, if you're, you know what I mean, thinking, oh, am I going to break into the sheriff's office or the weirdo's house?
Wait, do you guys remember, do we know where Trip was for the last few years? Like, what was he doing when he wasn't in Mystic Falls?
I don't remember that.
He moved out, but when he came back in to save his grandma, or see if she was, not safe, but see if she was okay after the whole
gas leak.
Right. Yeah, then that's when all the memories came flooding back.
Oh, right. He didn't come back because he didn't know about anything. Got it.
So Sarah finds Ivy's phone. Trip knows about Caroline. Damon and Elena have this phone conversation in which he's going to wait for Elena at her dorm room, and Elena's going to go see him. Well,
I was literally losing my crap at this point.
Y'all predicted that.
Yeah.
It was going to happen.
I love how he was getting off the bed trying to make it seem like he wasn't there for long, but he drew himself into a picture.
Yeah.
Like he was worried about the sheets.
Yeah.
You don't want him on your Pictionary team. Let's just put it that way.
That was a horrible picture.
I knew he drew a vampire. You saw the pointy teeth? It was clearly...
It could have been Stefan. Wrong memories to put in their head. Yeah. Honestly, I saw this coming from a mile away because the only thing we saw on scenes from last week for this week was the fact that he got caught. So we were just waiting for it all episode. Like, okay, when is he going to be with Enzo and when is he going to be caught? I mean, can this guy stay out of trouble for 1 minute? Like, one minute. Just go get your girl and live.
That's what he was trying to do.
But then he would be boring like Stefan, and then you wouldn't like him anymore.
I'm sorry. Did you just call Stefan boring?
I'm speaking from what? Your from
oh,
your,
no. I think
he
just
mindset.
Called Stefan boring.
And no, wow. I honestly love Stefan. You guys know I love Stefan. I do. I'm just not Stelena.
So Trip attacks Damon.
Neither are you anymore.
Loved the scene of Damon catching the little gun, the bullet, because I'm like, haha, bitch, like, you want to keep shooting your little bullets?
I know.
Damon got caught it, so I guess it ain't quick enough.
And he got real pissed real fast with his eyes changing, but I was like, yo, so you don't know who this dude is, and I don't know if this is just because, you know, the black people always die first in movies, but I would have been out the window after I caught the first one. I'd be like, I'm not sticking around to see
threw
who you
right
are.
Threw it right at his
forehead. Threw it right at his forehead and bolted. But nope,
he's
the white
runner.
Man got to go see what's up and ask questions and stuff, and then that's how you get caught.
He's just not a runner. He's never been that way. I'm on it. I'm tough guy, whatever it is, and that's how you get screwed over, and he does.
Yeah, he always does that. He goes after it. I'm going to kill you. You threatened me. I'm going to kill you. He's not a runner.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he's not, but he should have ran. All
Damon is captured with Enzo. They're in the van. Alert goes to help them, and Joe approaches him. And it was kind of just like a...
Hey.
And then Alaric said everything about the situation, and she was unfazed.
He
like,
was being kind of a dickhead to her.
But think about it. He doesn't want to be attached to... I think he was a dickhead, but I think he just is so scared to get attached to somebody. He doesn't really know himself right now. He's scared about this vampire being that he is. So...
Well, ain't no mo.
Well, I didn't think he was being mean to her. Really? I just thought he needed to go... I was like, you need to move, girl, because we have a problem and he needs to get there.
No, but he was
We're
like...
We're emotional.
No, it was kind of just like...
I'm just really sensitive to that kind of thing.
It was, it was the same situation earlier with Jeremy and Sarah. He clearly needed to get out of the house, and she's like, well, what is so important now that you can't help me? And it's like, look, I don't need to explain myself to you because you're not my girlfriend, so just get out of my way. I'm leaving.
Which is a rude thing to say to somebody.
It's a rude thing to say, but Jeremy needed to go, and because something important was happening that he does not have time to explain to you right now.
Right, but
Alaric didn't have time to explain to her, hey, my best friend is like kidnapped right now. I need to go.
But I picture it if it was a different professor at the school. Say it was Joe Schmo, and he's sitting there, and he's like, oh, what are you doing? And Alaric's like, I do not have time to talk to you right now, you know?
He was also leaving his classroom. It's not like he was sitting there, like, right. with nothing to do. He was locking up and clearly in a rush when she approached.
I'm just liking Joe, so I want him to be nice.
Yeah, but she could have read the situation a little better and be like, I can tell you're in a rush right now. Maybe I'll come catch you, like, right. in a couple minutes.
Yeah, but if she keeps getting shaded by this guy, it's like, when's the right time to talk if you ain't never trying to talk?
Right.
Maybe
exactly.
she should stop trying so
it's
hard.
Never
maybe
the right time. The
maybe he's away. Trying to say, I don't want to do this.
But he does.
Girl, how you saying that when you rooting over there for Elena and Damon?
Guys don't because know. They They're all stupid. Every one of them. I'm kidding to our male fans out there. No, seriously. They don't know what they want.
I'm a man. It's very true. I know what I want, but the rest of y'all know.
Yeah, exactly. You see? We're just more in touch with our feelings.
Yes. So, Alaric and Stefan.
I have too many feelings.
So much hate's going to happen. I love you guys, every one of you.
Question.
Yes, answer.
Alaric and Stefan had this conversation talking about you're not the only one who gave up on Damon. How did you guys feel about that combo?
You know, I just felt like Alaric was talking too much.
Yeah.
I feel mean saying that because I love Alaric, but it was just like, this was kind of Stefan's moment to feel hurt. And Alaric was like, well,
trying to soak
he's
an
Ivy.
Yeah.
I'm like, shh, honey, you're fine. You didn't do anything.
I'm like, you already cussed him out. How many times? Like, I'm going to kill you. Like, all
right. I just felt like it was backtracking on his words.
Yeah.
Because he told Stefan... You gave up on my best friend. I'm not giving up on him. And then this week it's, I actually did give up on...
Right.
I didn't even understand his reasoning of how he gave up on him because it sounded like he was using it as a distraction to not think about being a vampire and having to control, like, his feelings, which sounds like a good thing. You've put your focus into finding your best friend. That's not giving up on your best friend. It's survival.
100%.
But it's also... helping your best friend in your motivation.
Maybe his emotions are all over the place then because he's trying to cope with what he is, and I think that's why he's being like
that. And everything's so much more intense because he's vampy.
Elena wants her feelings back.
She says, how can I make any decisions if I only know half the story?
Oh, well, now you think about something like that.
Yeah, but...
This is like a tattoo. Like, this is why I don't understand with people who just get... They just run out there to get a tattoo without thinking about it. It's like, girl, you should have thought about
that's
this.
That's exactly what she did. She was trying to think about it before she ran out there and got all her emotions and memories back. She was like, let me think about this. Not thinking Alaric would get killed. Like, that clearly wasn't a thought. But I don't even understand why it's a big deal anyway. Because just hop on a plane and go to New Orleans and visit your good buddy Klaus. Who's not actually her buddy.
Hopefully
but
Klaus
know I mean.
Can help her.
But the question room
or Rebecca.
Means that
go find Hope. Oh, I miss
that
them.
Can just anyone undo her compulsion?
I didn't know that was a question. I've seen Klaus compel somebody and then Elijah can compel them also. Like, there's no way that would be
compel
such a weird...
Compel them also, but not to not do it. It's like something else.
This seemed like
it was
a different type of...
That's a weird loophole.
What if she just runs in the Mystic Falls for a second before she dies, runs back out?
Boom. Yep, I totally see that.
Have Joe standing there on standby in case she needs to save
her.
Yeah.
Buffy has died twice.
Hey, I'm just saying, we could work out a system with Joe standing there so that no one has to be a vampire anymore.
Yeah, but they want to be.
Build like a little outpost for her.
You know, I think that this is, it's a setback, obviously, but there are ways she can get it back. But What they might decide, and I don't remember whether this was Katie or Tiana, who I think it was Katie who said this last week, is that maybe they'll fall in love all over again.
I think that's exactly what's
going to
happen.
Maybe it's not. Yeah. Maybe they decide not to get the memories back, and it's the fun of falling in love all over.
I think she, if that happens, I think there's going to be time in between where she falls in love with Liam. Or at least they
she
go
falls
date.
Falls
maybe
in
not,
love.
Maybe not falls
it's not
in love,
love.
Maybe, but she just goes on the side and has a relationship and explores a new option.
If Elena is hooked up with Liam for more than one more week, I'm going to kill her.
Okay, well, that probably is going to happen. Buffy
dead.
Had to date a human for a while.
Okay.
And these shows parallel each other.
There's no
but
way.
I'm telling you, I agree with that. I totally think this spell is either going to be something witchy or something like that is going to pull her out of it. But from tonight's episode, I'm only basing that based off what you just said. Tonight's episode, what I felt, I think, and I hate that I'm about to say this,
mm-hmm.
but I feel like this spell is going to cause Elena, I feel like it caused Elena and Damon to switch. Because Damon had to trust Elena to open up to Elena. And now I think it's at a place where now Elena has to trust Damon now. And I think Damon's going to go above and beyond. And I'm wondering if that's going to kind of cure the
and see, I'm
spell.
I'm kind of feeling...
Or she falls in love with him differently.
Yeah, I'm kind of feeling scared and opposite of that. Because
really?
We know that Damon has a track record of when things aren't going his way, he starts spiraling downward.
I thought when you, with that one person, Damon found that one person that changed his life.
No, yes, but then when she doesn't want him back, he immediately, like, what was the first thing he went and did? He got drunk in Alaric's office. Like,
oh,
this
that's
is,
why you wrote that.
Yeah, like, the, yeah, you know, he has
start
this habit of where he.
Drinking
No, I mean, I know you want to have a drink with him one day. I do too. But this is what he does, and then he starts acting out and he does stupid things, and I just don't want him to do something so stupid that Elena won't forgive him with, and then they can't get back to where
they were. Here's my thinking though. If she can forgive him for killing her brother, then what is going to be that line? Honestly, as story goes, I'm not just saying this because I'm Delana, but for story purposes, if they're going to go through all of this right now of her not remembering him and whatever it is, and they're not going to end up together, that's ridiculous. It's just ridiculous. Because we're going to spend so much time, either she's never going to get her memories back, and then she's never with him, and everybody's always going to wonder,
but we've spent
what
so
if
much
she got
time with Stefan doing it.
No, but yeah. That was so many seasons ago. Like,
so what? Girl, now we're going to have so many seasons of Damon and Elena's love.
No, I'm saying, like, that was years ago. That would be moving backwards. This is what I'm saying. Like, if she never gets her memories back, and that never happens, no matter who she ends up with, we're going to think, what if she had all of her memories? So she has to get them back at some point. And once she gets them back, she's going to be in love with him. So then if we go through all that, for her to end up with frickin' Liam, it's like, what are you doing?
Liam was engaged.
No, or Stefan, or anybody else. I just think that they're setting themselves up for Delana, and if that's not where we're going, then I think that they're not telling the story well.
Well, I'm just gonna say this, because you said, how could she forgive him, and, you know, for killing her brother? Well, what started Elena on this path was when she turned, right? And then she had that sire bond, which everyone thought that was the reason why
right.
she had forgiven mm-hmm. him and all that stuff. She doesn't have that this time. Right now, it's almost like she's back mm-hmm. to being human, Elena, where she just despises Damon and all that
yeah.
stuff is so fresh. So that's why I'm saying he could do anything. He could go out and go drinking and eat and kill a human. And Elena would be like, ew, see?
Him.
Yeah, ew, see? You're that mm-hmm. same person that I think you are. You're a horrible human being. And she won't see him in the way that he has become when he's with
so.
Her.
See, I feel like Damon's going to do something nice and help Liam somehow. And that's going
to
make her be like...
He has to be selfless.
Yeah.
Do you feel like...
Because that's what the moment was.
Yeah. That's what the moment was.
Oh, yeah. That's what...
He has to be again.
But watch, I bet... Yep, and that'll trigger it to go,
mm-hmm.
oh, how once upon a time of them.
Do you guys feel like this show has kind of backed itself into a corner? Because no
yeah.
matter what happens, half people are going to be pissed about it.
Yep.
Like, I feel like this is one of the only shows that I watch that people are actually split down the middle torn.
Honestly, tonight, when I saw Caroline and Stefan, I thought that, I said, they played the music, yep. they cued the music, I thought that we were going to get a kissing scene, and then I'm like, oh my god, now Damon, Elena's going to find a way through this spell to fall in love with Damon, I'm done, I'm gone next week, like, I just can't.
So I just think that they've kind of backed themselves in a corner.
Well, you can't please everybody.
Right, but you can please the majority of the people, and this is a show setting us up for 50-50.
But then I think that some of the excitement for shows like this is when they back themselves into a corner, and how are they going to figure it out? Because even, you
know... Answer that, Julie.
Yeah, because even writers sometimes say, you know, some of the most creative things come from completely backing yourself into a corner and being like, okay, guys, we've gotten here. How the hell do we get out of it?
True. It's and a fine line because that. Then jumping the shark also comes from that, too.
Absolutely.
Which we've seen some shows
which
do.
This has not done because it's the best season yet.
Let's head into predictions. And now, you're After Buzz TV. So, next week, Damon is jealous over Elena's new boo, Liam.
Okay, but at least we got to see them have eye contact tonight.
True.
So I don't really care because at least they know each other out.
We don't know what happened with that eye contact. It wasn't like, I see you,
Yeah.
Well, we know from the previews for next week now what...
Yeah, that he's going after Liam.
Well, that she doesn't remember. She said it. I don't remember.
Yeah, he says, but I do. And she says, I don't. We know that he's going after Liam, too. And that Liam, like, tries to size up to him. And I'm like, oh, you dumb boy, honey.
If you only knew.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys think that she really doesn't remember, or do you think that she doesn't, like, because she doesn't want to remember, it's what's suppressing those memories right now? Like, if she was open, really, truly open to remembering when she looked at Damon, do you think it would have come back, or is she, like, subconsciously, like, holding herself back?
Well, she said she wanted to at the end. She flipped it and said she wanted to remember the memories.
But just because you say you want it doesn't always mean that, like, you really are open to it.
Well, I think she's thinking in her head, like, I really don't like this guy. Like, I can't even imagine myself liking him. Like, wait, like, if that's the case, then let me just get my thoughts back, because I know I would say to him, I don't want to be with you.
I think you hit the nail on the head. I think about the selflessness. As long as she sees that, then she will want it. But right now, she hasn't even seen a single action. She's seen him for 1 second. So how does she even know what she wants? Yeah. It's easy to say something. It's another thing to do.
Because it was pretty selfless of Stefan to tell Damon to go get your girl.
Yeah, he seems not... Guys, do you think he's into her still? Honestly. Like, at this exact moment.
I think he's numb. Oh. I think he's so numb. I don't think it's not that he's not into her. I think he's numb. I don't even think Stefan is into anybody.
Right. I agree. He's not even into himself right now.
I think he is numb because he doesn't even... I don't think he sees the feelings that Caroline obviously has for him. He's numb. Yep. I like that. That's a good word.
What are y'all thinking is going on with Trip?
Well, he ran like a little biatch.
When do you think we'll see him? Next episode? Couple episodes?
I think we're due for Tyler to come back next episode, so Trip might have to sit the next one out,
Or Bon-Bon.
Or Bon-Bon, so...
Do you guys think she's dead?
No.
I don't think she's dead.
Because I think that however Kai healed himself up there, you know, when we thought he was down for the count, and then he came back to life, because remember... He tried to kill himself many times. He can't die there.
Mm-hmm. Well, we don't know if he tried to kill himself many times, but that's what we speculate. We know he died many times. He killed himself many times. But what I do think is that when the day starts over, she'll be fine again. That's what keeps happening. I still see a Kai Bonnie kind of romance because she saves people. I think they're coming back. Now, the question is, do they come back without the Scooby Gang's help? And they come back and everybody's like, what the F, Damon? Or does Damon man up and say, listen, guys, she's out there. Let's all go look.
Damon.
I want him to. It really upsets me that he's telling people, I don't know, trying to spare their feelings. I kind of understand trying to spare Jeremy's feelings for the time being because he seems really, really upset about it. And he said she found peace. But Damon knows more than anybody else knows because he was there and he knows how to get out. So he should...
Find the clan, Kai's clan.
Yeah, he should be looking for that and looking for a way to get her out of there, especially what she did for him.
I think he will.
I think that's
going to
be like his secret mission. Like, he's not going to tell anyone that he's doing this just because I don't think Bonnie would want them all to do this, because we know Bonnie is such a selfless person that she's always like, I want my friends to be happy. As long as they're happy, I'm cool with being over here.
I agree. He also thinks she's dead. He very clearly thinks he's dead. And I think once he gets that out of his mind, there's no way he's not going to look for her.
But
he's going to.
How can he think she's dead, like you just said, if Kai came back?
Because I think that Damon's a little stupid sometimes.
No, I don't think that at all.
No, I think sometimes he's a little stupid.
No, I don't think he thinks she's
dead. He has to know.
He knows she's alive, and I think that it's going to take something about, now that Joe has said that she's a witch, and people are speculating that Joe and Kai might be related, to me, that's kind of an epic storyline, to where if that gets out about Kai, or she brings something up and Damon says, wait a minute, mm-hmm. I was with Kai, and then that's where mm-hmm. he comes out, then Jeremy's gonna be mad at Damon, mad at Bonnie, but then someone on the other side can communicate or somehow get, we still don't know about this date.
Yeah.
Why that date, and what's the pin?
The pin?
If the pin has something to do with the date, or will they be able to translate each other? I don't know. I just feel like when Jeremy gets that pin...
Oh, the pin number.
To the phone. Yeah. It's going to... I feel like once that happens, it's going to set everything
up. What if
it's
May 10th?
Yeah.
Maybe it's 0510.
Maybe. Weird. And definitely he's going to hear the message and know. It's coming out.
Mm-hmm.
Although...
How long?
Mid-season finale.
Yep. I kind of low-key feel like... I would enjoy it if we didn't see any Bonnie Kai and we just finish this trips thing up, and then for the mid-season finale, something big happens. They leave us hanging over about Bonnie coming back or something like that.
I want us to check in every once in a while. Like, oh, they're still there doing something.
I
want
to know what's going on right now. I wanted to see that this
episode. Yeah.
Even if it's like a little snow globe and we're just like peeking down and can see like that they're alive and still hating each other.
Like they do on Big Brother, you can watch 24 hours. Why don't they do that for
Vampire
Diaries?
Like, just give me like a little webcam footage of them just to know that they're alive and still there.
I feel like we're going to come back. It's going to be months later, and they're going to be working on their magic or powers. You know, Bonnie, like, she's a save-a-ho, so she's going to be teaching him, like, no, fireball like this.
I'm going to teach you to use your own magic, not steal it from me.
Well, I'm excited, and I hope y'all are, too. But you can make sure you guys leave us some love in the comments below, and also make sure you guys tweet us at AfterBuzzTV on Twitter, Instagram, and Facebook. You guys can tweet me at DJ Jesse J.
You can find me on Twitter at Katie Campbell. That's Katie with three E's, and Instagram at KatieCampbell13.
And I'm on both of those things at the Tiana Hobson.
And you can find me everywhere at Roxy Stryer.
Until next week, same time, same place. Peace.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.